Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q3 FY23 results and future outlook discussion hosted by Centrum Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Dovin. On behalf of Centrum Broking, I welcome everybody to the NCC Limited Q3 FY23 results conference call. Today we have from the management, Shri R. S. Raju, Director Projects, Shri A. Vishnu Verma, Director Projects, Shri P. V. Vijayakumar, Vice President Finance, Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, Shri M. Srinivasa Rao, Chief General Manager, Finance and Accounts, Shri K. Durga Prasad, General Manager, Finance, Shri S. M. V. S. R. Raju, Deputy General Manager, Finance and Accounts, and Shri P. Surendra Rao, Assistant General Manager, Finance. I'll hand it over to the management for their opening remarks, and after which we'll have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Vijayakumar, Vice President Finance. I welcome everyone to the NCC Q3 FY 2023 earnings investor call. I thank each one of you for taking time to attend this. Before we start, I'll read out a disclaimer, and then we shall go into the subject. The statements made here or in the presentation uploaded by the company are, to our best of knowledge, are true, and any forward-looking statements are subject to certain factors beyond control of the company officials and management, and hence the audience are advised to use their discretion in their own analysis accordingly. Now we shall go into taking the performance of the company for this Q3 into account. I'll briefly start with the opening remarks followed by Q&A. I have my colleagues, Mr. Subbaraju, Director, Neeraj, our Head Strategy and Investor Relations, Mr. Durga Prasad, GM Finance, S. M. V. S. R. Raju, DGM Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Surendra Rao, AGM, present in the call, who will take your questions. Considering the time limitation, we request the audience to limit to one or two questions so that everybody gets an opportunity within the given limited time. Let us start now. I think, I'll start with a brief opening remarks. We are in a peculiar situations in the economic history now. The periods in the economies are like, we are seeing them now after several years or decades of gap in their own way they are structured. It all started with the pandemic, induced contraction of the global output, followed by Russia-Ukraine conflict, leading to a worldwide surge in inflation. The central banks across economies led to a Federal Reserve, led by the Federal Reserve, responded by a synchronized policy rate hike to curb inflation. The rate hike by the U.S. Federal drove capital into the U.S. markets, causing the U.S. dollar to appreciate against most currencies. This led to the widening current account deficit and increased inflation pressures on the net importing economies like us. The rate hike and persistent inflation has led to the lowering of global growth forecast for 2022 and 2023 by the IMF in its October 2022 update of World Economic Outlook. Added to this, the problems of Chinese economy further contributed to weakening of the growth forecast, with inflation persisting in advanced economies and the central banks hinting at further rate hikes. Downside risks to the global economic outlook appear elevated. However, despite all these issues, agencies worldwide continue to project India as the fastest growing major economy at 6.5%-7% in FY 2023. These optimistic growth forecasts stem in part from the resilience of the Indian economy seen in the rebound of private consumption seamlessly replacing the export stimuli as the leading driven growth. The uptick in private consumption has also given a boost in production activity, resulting in an increase in capacity utilization across sectors. Internally, almost all economies are showing certain pain points in a major or minor way. In this peculiar situation arisen after COVID, coupled with global tensions causing supply chain disruptions. During these peculiar troubled times, India has shown its resilience in bouncing back. If you observe, main drivers of Indian economy is topped by infrastructure construction spending, followed by consumer spending, which is since picking up thanks to the cascading effect of government spending and improved capex program across the states. Total investment in infrastructure is planned to be around like 4.5-4.7% of GDP. So this is auguring well, very well for the industry as a whole. In 2022-23, the states also have budgeted an increase in capital outlay by 38%. So as per RBI report, Union Budget 2023 capital investment has also increased by 33% to 10 lakh crores. So this is pertinent to note that at this level of spending, our nominal GDP will be at the rate of 10.5% growth. And the companies like NCC, which are into multifold operations like buildings, water, electricity, road, mining and all, they are so well positioned to capture all the opportunities that are happening in the various segments of infrastructure in India. So NCC with the book size of 41,862 crores of order book of all these segments remain as one of the spearheading companies in construction segment. I am coming to my last part of briefing. We remain bullish our economy. Considering infrastructure spend-driven growth, the Indian economy will grow at average nominal growth in double digits from 2022 to 2030. The high investment rate, which matches some of the peaks of earlier years, continue to be supported by capex of central government. I now pass on this to my colleague, Mr. Subbaraju, Director, to bring out salient features of our financial performance to you. As I said, please consider a chance to others to and choose and limit your questions without repetitions.
Thank you, Mr. Vijay Kumar. Good morning to all of you. First, I take to you first the order book. Thereafter, consolidated company performance, and thereafter standalone performance. And thereafter, I briefly touch about the balance sheet items. But I restrict to the some important points, and thereafter, if anything you people require, throw a question and answer to clarify those items. So if we come to the order book, in the current quarter, the company secured about 5,495 crores. And further, in January month also, the company secured 1,725 crores. So the total orders for the 9 months period, we take about 12,612 crores. So if you take up to January 23, the total orders so far secured by the company, 14,367 crores. So we have about L1 orders, 3,000 crores as on date. So which shows that in the current 9 months period, the order booking is relatively better than the previous years. Now the order book with all these things stands at 41,862 crores. So if we come to the performance of the company on a consolidated level, it has reported a turnover of rupees 3,904 crores against 3,033 crores, an increase of 29%. In the earlier quarters, you might have observed about the growth is about plus 40% is there. And now the growth for the third quarter reported as 29%. The gross profit margins in terms of absolute terms increased from 464 crores to 626 crores, a growth of 35%. But in terms of gross profit margin percentage, it has come down from 16.27% to 15.38%. Further, the reasons already we explained in the first two quarters, because of the material input prices compared to the previous year, there is an increase happened. But softening is happening from the second quarter onwards. But compared to the previous year 9 months, still the prices, the commodities input prices are still higher than the prices what prevailed in the first 9 months of the previous year. As a result, the margins impact is there. Now comes to the EBITDA. increased from 276 crore to 376 crores. But in terms of percentage, there is also increase in the EBITDA from 9.11% to 9.64%. A 0.53% increase happened at EBITDA. Coming back to the PAT, there is a significant improvement happened in the PAT level, about more than 100% jump from 76.42 crores to 157.70 crores. So in terms of percentage, the net profit is increased from 2.52% to 4.04%. And comes to the EPS, also there is almost a double increase happened from 1.32 to 2.5 times. This is about the Q3 on year-on-year basis. And slightly I mentioned about the quarter-on-quarter. If you take the quarter-on-quarter, there is an increase in the revenue by about 15% from 3,405 crores to 3,904 crores. And gross profit also increases happened from 518 to 626, a 21% increase. And EBITDA also increased from 310 crores to 376 crores. And in terms of percentage from 9.11 to 9.64. PAT increased from 131 crores to 157.70 crores, about 20% growth. In terms of percentage from 3.8% to 4%. So this is about the third quarter performance relating to the year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter. Now coming back to the 9 months comparison, performance of the 9 months performance comparing with the same corresponding period of the previous year. The revenue increased from 7,717 crores to 10,660 crores, about 38% growth. And gross profit increased from 1260 crores to 1645 crores, a 30% growth. But the gross profit declined from 16.47 to 15.6%, the same reasons what I explained just now. EBITDA increased from 754 crores to 994 crores. In EBITDA percentage, there is a decline from 9.84% to 9.43. So 9 months are concerned, but third quarter concerned, some increases happened. PAT increased from 240 crores to 418 crores, about 74% increase in the 9 months of operations. In terms of percentage, it is increased from 3.12% to 3.9%. EPS also increased from 3.9 to 6.7. So this is the consolidated company performance. And within the consolidated company, there are 2 to 3 group companies are there bearing the standalone. And before going to the standalone, I will touch briefly about the other companies' performance. Now, all group companies together reported a turnover of 534 crores against 309 crores, an 88% jump in the group company's turnover also. And the PAT reported is 8.4 crores against a loss of 14.55 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, in which there are two companies primarily reporting the turnover. One is the MDO coal mining project, a subsidiary company called as Pachwara Coal Mining Private Limited, which reported a turnover of 468 crores in this quarter against 249 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. NCC Urban reported 66 crores against 89 crores. There is a decline happened in the turnover for Urban in this quarter. OB Infra, of course, it is an annuity payment, more or less similar for all the quarters, 14.31 crores now against 13.75 crores. Similarly, the PAT for the PAT of these group companies, PCMPL reported 13.86 crores against 7.3 crores of the last year. NCC Urban reported 9.8 crores against 8 crores. Orion Bourbon Corp reported 3.16 against 5.32 crores. This is about the group, primarily these three companies, in terms of turnover and the profit. Now, we coming back to our standalone. The first one is third quarter performance. In third quarter, the revenue of standalone increased from rupees 2,724 crores to 3,370 crores, an increase of 24%. And gross profit, an increase of 28% from 463 crores to 587 crores. So of course, in terms of margin, gross profit margin, there is a decline from 17.73 to 17.13. No, sorry. Gross profit also increases happened from 17.13 to 17.73. So the EBITDA increase happened from 293 crores to 349 crores, a growth of 19%. In terms of percentage, increased decline is happened EBITDA from 10.93% to 10.53%. PAT increased from 91 crores to 150 crores, a 65% growth in the PAT. So in terms of percentage, it is increased from 3.34% to 4.45%, and EPS from 1.49 to 2.41. So this is about the performance. And about third quarter, in the third quarter, all the costs already about to direct cost I explained in terms of gross profit margin. Only the two elements which are interesting to note here is about interest cost. In this quarter, the interest cost reported 137 crores against 167 crores. Corresponding quarter of the year. For this, the reason is primarily the increase in the debt level. That is one. And the other one is the increase in the interest borrowing cost. It has a little impact borrowing cost. You know that the increase is happening in the borrowing cost for all the companies. But in terms of percentage, it is declined from 4.27% to 4.1%. because of increase in the volume of the operations. In administrative cost also, this time we have seen some a steep increase happen. It is because of the some donations given by the company. Now, employee cost in terms of percentage has slightly come down in terms of percentage. Of course, in terms of absolute, always when the activity is going on, the headcount and other things gone up. But as far as operating, yeah, all the expenses have declined compared to the previous year. Now, quarter on quarter, that is immediate quarter comparison, the revenue increased from 3,037 crores to 3,370 crores from the second quarter to third quarter, what I'm explaining. The gross profit margins increased from 483 crores to 487 crores, about 22% increase. Gross profit margin increased from 16.09% to 17.73%. And EBITDA increased from 289 crores to 349 crores, about 21% growth from the immediate previous quarter. EBITDA in terms of percentage also, there is an increase from 9.61% to 10.53%. PAT increases from 122 crores of the previous quarter to 150 crores in the third quarter, about 23% increase. So in terms of percentage, increase happens from 4.01% to 4.45%. This is about the 3 months performance. And 9 months, just I will touch 9 months performance in a broader line. The revenue increased from 6,859 crores to 9,396 crores, about 37% growth. Similarly, in the gross profit, a 28% increase happened. In EBITDA, 26% increase happened. And in the PAT, 59% increase happened. EPS rose to 6.3 from 4.05. So that is the 9-month performance. And the important, the balance sheet items comes to the debt. So in this third quarter, the debt has come down from 1985 crores to 1946 crores, a decline of 39 crores. So you observe that in the last two quarters, there is a steep increase was happening in the debt. For that one, there is a good reason. There is a big jump is happened in the activities. Earlier, it is a 10,000 crores company in the previous year, but now a 30% growth is envisaged, and 40% increase in the volume or the activities increased in the first two quarters. As a result, the resources like working capital also increased, but not in the proportionate level. So as a result, the debt level increased in the first two quarters, but in the third quarter, a decline started. Decline happened about 39 crores. And going forward, we expect that the debt further decline in the fourth quarter by about 200 to 300 crores. It may stand 1600 to 1700 crores by the March end 23. In group companies also, there is no debt. Almost all the companies have become debt-free. So bearing only 5 crores debt is there in the NCC urban company. So the same level, what we have in the standard, the same level is in the group company's debt. And coming to the capex, and in the first two quarters also you have seen there is a significant increase in the capex. It indicates the how the activity is increasing in the company. On par with the increase in the activity, the capex also increasing. In this third quarter also, the company spent 95 crores for the capex. Together, for the 9 month period, the capex were 243 crores. So in Q4, the expected capex would be around 30 to 40 crores. It may not be the same level, so it may be around 30 to 40 crores. So the investment property is one item in the balance sheet. Has come down from rupees 263 crores to 230 crores, about 33 crores in decline in the 9 months. But in third quarter, a decline is happened about 16 crores. So come to the trade receivables. It also come down from 2,792 crores to 2,675 crores by 117 crores. Despite the increase in the volume, despite the increase in the revenues or turnover, but the trade receivables still stands on almost the same level without any increase. It indicates how the collections of the company in this quarter as well as in the first two quarters. The debt collection period has come down from 97 to 91 days in 9 months. Investments, there is no change in investments in the 9 month period or the third quarter. But come to the loans, the loan figure has come down from 401 crores to 391 crores in the 9 month period. In some of the small companies have repaid the loans like NCC Urban and NCC International Women. It's a little, but the major part we supposed to get is from the NCC Vizag Urban. That is, first we supposed to get the sale consideration, and what we supposed to get the sale consideration in December quarter, we have not received that one, December quarter. That they differ by another 1 or 2 months. So that we expect to receive in this quarter, the what our train is supposed to we get by December 22. Come to the other income, and you might have seen there is an increase happened in the other income. The increase primarily on account of the sale of one land property happened in the third quarter. It represents about 18 crores. And also at the same time, sale of this flats, the already developed properties are there with the NCC. So that represents about 11 crores. Together, 29 crores is the part of the other income. The interest income is about 17 crores, and also dividend income of 6 crores, and the miscellaneous income is 5.4 crores, not together about 57 crores, what we reported in the third quarter. So the major element is profit on sale of the land and as well as the other flats. Coming to the AP projects, the amount collected in Q3 from AP T2N Capital City project is about 60 crores. So the amount to realize in third quarter or has come down is about 145 crores. The total current year assets come down of AP projects. Know that some projects which are moving slowly and some projects, particularly the Capital City projects, there is no movement. But all projects together in the current 9 months period, so I am in the subject of AP projects. So in the AP projects, some improvement happened in the collections in the 9 months period of the current year. As a result, the outstanding current assets, including the trade receivables, work in progress, and other monies have come down. And in the 9 months period, about 200 crores amount to we have realized. As a result, the amount has come down by 200 crores. So there are two parts. One is running projects, and another one is stuck projects. The running projects, about 170 or so corrections were happened from that of the March 22. And in the stuck projects, the amount outstanding, the net amount outstanding has come down from 107 crores to 64 crores after adjusting the mobilization advance. So about to other aspects like material cost, working capital and other things, as and when you people ask the questions, will clarify. So with this, our remarks ended, and you can start about your questions and to answer by team of people are available here, and they answer the appropriate things to the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is on the improvement in the margins to happen QOQ. Do you think this can sustain over next for the next quarter and the FY24 given the sharp decline in commodity prices? That's the first question. And second question is on the revenue guidance. I think we had given 30% growth outlook for FY23. Do we maintain that?
So your question is about the margins, and other one is about the
revenue
guidance. 30%. So the second one first I will answer about the revenue. So whatever now we indicated in the previous calls also 30% to our internal. So 30% is maintainable and it is achievable by the year end, 30% growth. And as far as margins are concerned, there is a steady increase, there is a decline happened in the first quarter and also in the fourth quarter of the last year. But now there is a steady increase happened in the margins. it is along with the softening of the material commodity prices happening in the market. So in the fourth quarter also, we expect another 10 to 20 base points improvement in the margins.
Okay, the bigger question is, can you go back to our 11% margin, which 11-12% margin which you should do earlier?
The thing is, the outside market, how the market moves. But certain commodities moving in one direction, certain commodities are moving in another direction, that is one. And number two is, there is also a competition in the market. Now the company taken a stand that to report more volumes. So when you want more volumes and you want more growth, 20-30% growth, naturally we have to compete. We have to get at a competitive price of the tenders. As a result, certainly 0.5-1% margin sacrifice would be there at the time of tendering. So all these things are the important. But at PAT level, ultimately gross nominal margin, if there is a decline, but PAT level, the company targeting to maintain 5% plus. That is the thing.
Okay, so one more question. How much you mined in Q3 in Pachwara and how do you expect it to ramp up over next few quarters?
Yes, Pachwara is doing well. In fourth quarter also it ramp up and it reports more than what it reported in third quarter. And going forward also it has good prospects to report more and more turnover. Here it is the Pachwara coal mining. The rated capacity is 15 million tons a year. It is already touching in this month, and in next year it's supposed to produce 15 million tons. So once 15 million tons reached, thereafter the turnover in a steady manner, except any escalations and other things. So in the next year the company reports the rated capacity 15 million tons. It has geared up to produce the coal to such an extent. Only from the client side. If the client also provides everything, then the company has no problem to produce 50 million tons of coal every year.
Understood. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, before asking the question, humble request, if you can reduce the time for your opening remarks and allow more questions from the participants, it would be a great, that's a simple humble request. My question is on in terms of the order inflow. You mentioned that we are L1 in 3000 crore. So if I add that, then 17,400 crore order inflow is there. So how much more we can look at in this quarter, and what about the next year? Can the similar kind of 15,000-18,000 crore inflow is possible? So because of that, the related thing is that in terms of the revenue growth, definitely this year we'll be looking at 30%. So next year, similar 15% kind of growth on the top line front is possible.
Yes, now for the current year, as you said, 17,000 plus orders, including the L1 orders, are there. And there are good possibilities to reach 20,000 crores also in this by March 23. As far as the next year is concerned, as the company has its own plan, strategic plans to increase the turnover year on year, for which definitely the order book also increases because the company has plans. And it is expanding and also entering into new verticals. So next year also the similar level or a little bit more than the similar level also is possible.
Okay, okay. Second is a couple of data points I need, sir, on the balance sheet side. So what is the gross debt, inventory number, debtors number, cash balance, payable, mobilization advance, unbilled revenue, retention money, and the group exposure.
Too many numbers.
Yeah, that's why he asked us to reduce the opening time. Okay. Thank you for your suggestion. And some of the numbers we read out. And trade receivables already explained, 2,675 crores. Unbilled revenue 3,486 crores. Retention money, 1,900 crores. And the debt already we indicated, 1,945 crores. What are the other numbers you want?
Cash balance, payable number, mobilization advance.
Okay, cash balance, 131 crores. Margin money deposit 540 crores.
Mobilization advance last quarter it was 2006 crores. So what's the number this time?
2081.
Okay. Trade payable, sir?
3,436.
Okay. And the group exposure in terms of the loans and advance loans, you said 391 crore. So investment is how much? So or you can give the total exposure in terms of the investment.
Whatever we have, the same number, 895 crores investments.
Oh, 895 crore. Okay. And the last one is in terms of the order book of the existing order book 41,862. How much is the subsidiary mining order? That is the Pachwara mining. So just wanted a standalone order book number.
2,000 crores.
2,000.
Pachwara.
2,000 crores. 66. Okay. That's it from my side and all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Can you cover Rama audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations for great set of numbers. So, sir, can you just give me the revenue breakup from different segments for this quarter?
Okay.
Yeah, you can consider these figures.
Revenue for this 9 months period salary.
Yes.
The billings, 3,942 crores. Transportation, 1,565 crores. And here we reclassified the earlier the segments. Our divisions, we made the buildings and the roads into buildings and transportation. As a result, all the works of these flyovers and metros, mm-hmm. they are classified from the buildings into the transportation. To this extent, some difference would be there from that of the earlier numbers and the current 9 months numbers. And come to the water and the railways, the revenue is 2,257 crores. Electrical, 787 crores. Irrigation, 248. Mining, 1,243 crores. Others, 62 crores. International, 7. Totaling to 10,102 crores. This is the revenues for the 9 months period.
Thank you. And one more question was on the Bangalore metro side. So there were news reports that there was some mishap that happened. So can you just provide some color if there is any inquiry or if there is any stoppage of work or on that front?
Yeah. Good morning. This is Neeraj. First of all, this is a very unfortunate incident, you know, this includes loss of life, you know, this is a very, very unfortunate incident. We understand that, you know, our client has already appointed, you know, couple of experts to study, analyze and come out with the possible lapses. So as we speak, we are deeply engaged with the client. And as and when we receive any more information on this subject, we would be happy to share with you.
to continue, is the work still on or has it been stopped right now?
Currently, I think nothing is going on, but they are taking a view. They possibly, you know, want to change a couple of, you know, design points. So it will take some time, but we have no reason to believe that, you know, it won't move forward, but it will take some more time.
And how much will it contribute to our existing order book, if you could just provide a brief number or something?
See, the total order book for these three packages are 2,167 crore. There are three packages in Bangalore Metro.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just two data-related points. What is the execution that we did in 9 months, including the international orders? And if you can give the order book split segment-wise.
No, already we given
just now the figures have been given.
Nine months revenue figures we have given. If you want beyond that anything, you please ask us.
So if you can give order book split based on different segments.
Okay. So segment wise, so end figure as of 31st March 22 for the 41,862 crores, we will give this split up. The buildings 20,089 crores, transportation 4,518, water and railways 8,814, electrical 3,429, irrigation 1,773, mining 3,003, others 229, international 7, totaling to 41,862.
Okay. And so what is the status of our Jal Jeevan Mission project?
What is the?
Jal Jeevan
Mission. Status. About 25% of the execution happened for the water projects we received, and gradually increasing quarter and quarter the execution. In fourth quarter also, we expect about 800 crores or so. By this year and about 35 to 40% of the value of the orders would be completed.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on very good set of numbers. So my question was with respect to the Vizag land sale. I think we were supposed to receive our payments, but we gave them an extension last quarter, and it seems as if, I mean, we've given them extension one more time. So, I mean, the agreement that we have with the buyer, does it have any end date in terms of, I mean, beyond which you won't give them any extension? Because I think we were supposed to receive some money in September and there was some due in December, but September we did not receive any money, and December again, I mean, you said they've sought extension for another 2 odd months. And fair to assume, I mean, the transaction does not carry any risk because we've already received some payment, I mean, 50 crore first launch was received.
Yes. Now in the initial first 5-6 months, this is a big land pocket, and after they taken out that one and they carried out their due diligence process and what are the shortfalls are there, those shortfalls also from our side are taken time to complete those things. As a result, some delays happening to carry out the real estate process original what they envisaged. As a result, some delays happened, for which along with them some part of that is also happened from our side. As a result, they requested us to defer the payment. So we deferred the payment. Now it's supposed to come by December 31st. That has not come. Now in this month, February month, they should to pay that amount. And by March quarter, another stage we expect to get. And for this, where our delay is happening, on the delay amount, they agreed to pay the interest.
Okay, even on the equity part or only on the loan?
Interest also. Interest, first to equity part, I explained. Once equity part is cleared, then they go to the loan part. The loan part linked with the project performance. So the moment they start sales, out of the sales amount, 70-80% amount they put into the escrow account to clear our loan. There is a mechanism originally in the agreed terms.
Sure. And sir, on Andhra exposure, possible to share in terms of how much is the total exposure in terms of order backlog? And how would the split be between, let's say, capital, the projects are still not moving for us and the orders which are going good for us now and we are realizing payments on a regular basis? That will be all from my side. Thank you.
The order book of the Andhra now stands at 5,000 crores. Earlier about 18,000 crores or so is there, now gradually has come down. And we are restricting to that level only. And we are not taking only bearing these 100 projects. If any 100 projects, particularly central government funding is there, only selectively one or two projects we have taken. And the projects whatever we earlier taken, which are under execution, including the APTCO projects. So, okay, bearing these capital three projects, rest of the projects are going, but not at the speed which supposed to go, but at a little slower path the projects are going. So, at this moment, roughly about 5,000 crores.
Sure. Yes. How much would be capital city in just 5,000 odd crore rupees?
In the capital city now, we have removed those orders, capital city orders from the order book. Earlier, you know that 18,000 odd crores are there.
Yeah.
So, understanding the scenario from the new government, we have removed those capital city project orders. Only one order is there, that is MLA, MLC quarters, that earlier we completed 88%. Now they ask us to complete. That order value is about some 50 to 100 crores should be there. That we are executing and they are also releasing the payments.
Sure. So just then one last, if I may please. I think there was this announcement by the Chief Minister of the State Andhra wherein they've decided on the capital city now. I mean, Vizag as the capital city. So how would that impact the pace of execution of the existing order backlog, because now they'll be focused on Vizag, right? I mean, if it is as we've decided that we'll go with Vizag, so how would that change the execution for us on this 5,000 odd crore rupees at number?
No, that was their changing of capital city for the last 2 years. But the capital city, at this moment, we don't have any orders related to capital city in our order book.
Okay.
So my Nehru Sharma also explained about that AP, what you asked.
See, these two incidents are not related. You know, this shifting of new capital to Vizag was an announcement that was made in the past.
Okay.
The projects that we are doing in the AP are not related to capital city projects. In the past, we have removed these projects from our order book. So as we speak, the orders that we are executing there are, you know, all moving orders, maybe at a slower pace. But it has nothing to really do with the capital city projects that we had taken a couple of years back.
Sure, sir. That explains. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers. So, can you give us any status on the Sembcorp arbitration?
Yes. So, last time also we told that now the final round of arbitration, now they schedule in the February month. So, in the February month, the final round hearings would be completed. And we expect the final outcome by May or June.
May or June next year. And the proceeds that we are expecting are somewhere around 600-700 crores.
That too depends upon the outcome. We have the positive feeling on that one, since we have the good grounds, we have some good merit points.
Okay. So concern, have we started the execution at Malad sewage treatment plant?
Yes, started. All the mobilization works and other planning, design, formalities, licenses, approvals, all the works are going on. Physical the work may take another 1 month or so.
There is a lot of design and engineering involved, you know, in a project of this complexity. So currently the project is in that stage. Once that you know, hurdle is crossed, then the question comes of really starting the construction. That will take, you know, couple of months time.
Understood. And just a final question, sir. Of the 150 odd billion order inflows that we have received, around 95 billion has been from the water segment. So do you see this trend continuing this year and as well as the next year, given that the GGM capital outlay has remained the same for next year?
You're talking about the Jal Jeevan Mission, right?
Yeah.
Right. So currently we see very healthy, you know, order pipeline in JJ Mission. There are a lot of projects, you know, who have identified villages, you know, they are doing the preparatory work required. And the order pipeline is very healthy. But as you are aware, we have already very good exposure to JJM. So, you know, we look at the projects carefully, where these projects are coming, you know, how is client really positioned to roll those projects out. And accordingly, we decide to bid. But the order pipeline continues to be very healthy.
Understood, sir. Just a final question, sir. I missed out on the inventory, the quantum of inventory setting as of December 22. Can you just give that?
Inventories, right? December? December? 2020.
As of December 22.
916 crores.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, first question is on the donation part which you mentioned. Could you just quantify how much was that amount in the third quarter? And what was the nature of this donation?
Those things, okay. Those details so I can't say this moment. The amount is about total several donations there, maybe around 30 to 40 crores.
Okay. Sure. Secondly, sir, there is also, a note which mentions the survey operations of the income tax in the last quarter. So any update that you'd like to share on what has been the further development on that aspect?
Yes, now they come in the month of November 22. So now there is so many irregularities happen in the market after the new GST Act comes. So in the GST, certain irregularities have happened and certain vendors wantedly done some gameplays happened with the GST. As a result, the suppliers who have rendered the services and supplies down the level, so many small suppliers are there. And basing on the last 2 years, certain irregularities taken place at our vendors and so as a result, the DGC, the GST department also conducted survey or this information and we have provided the information and other things. But here is the thing to be noted here is as per the GST Act provisions, if the vendors fail to comply with the GST provisions, if they fail to discharge their GST liability, ultimately, the recipient is also responsible to pay the GST liability. As a result, I am the end user. So, the department has come to us. So, the whatever input tax credit they mentioned in their bills, that since they have not discharged their GST, so don't take that input tax credit into your books of accounts. You are not eligible to use that input tax credit like that. The GST department has indicated us. So after thorough service study and correcting information from the vendors and other things, as a result of this GST irregularities happened at various the subcontractors and the vendors, now NCC forced to revert the input tax credit saying that it is not a qualified input tax credit. Now, after that, using that information, again, Income Tax Department wants to verify about the details of such vendors, and they have come to our office and asked us to provide the details. So some of the information they have collected at that time, and some of the information what are they asked, which requires some time, and we are collecting and compiling that information, and some more information is yet to submit. And at the Income Department also, whatever information they collected, they are also carrying out the proceedings. So we expect in another 2-3 months the final penalty of the survey will be known. As on this date, nothing is there.
Sure. So if you can just quantify the amount that we are talking about, the input credit which has not been allowed, at least even temporarily.
About 80 to 85 crores.
80 to 85 crores.
Yes.
Right. Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. Just in continuation to the GST input credit part, so that amount of 80 to 85 crore whenever would be ascertained would be directly flowing to the bottom line, sir. What would be the treatment, sir, of the same going ahead?
This 85 crore so is collectible from the vendors. When vendor is not discharged, ultimately the liability goes to them, and we have debited to them, and we have collected some of the amount wherever their amount already there in their books in the payables and retained money. We have adjusted some amounts, and some of the amounts under collection from the vendors.
So that is lying in the payable segment. That credit would when received would be a square off from the payable segment. It will not be flowing through the P&L part anymore.
Yes.
Correct, sir?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Sir, now, coming to the margin outlook part, sir, firstly, sir, you mentioned that going ahead as the business size improve and we looking for other verticals, we are looking at PBT margins of 5.5%. We did above 6% for this quarter. So if you could clarify what is our margin outlook going ahead in terms of the 30% growth in revenue that is expected for FY23 over last FY22?
Yes. So growth is concerned, 30% is achievable for the current year. And as the margins are concerned, already you might have observed in the last 3 quarters of the year and some improvement quarter and quarter happened. And in fourth quarter also better margins will appear, particularly at the PAT level and EBITDA levels. But altogether, it may not be 5.5 for the year as a whole. For the fourth quarter, it may touch 5% or so. So because already the operations are affected with the increased prices in the first 2 quarters, we cannot recoup all these things at a time. So, but in the next year, there is a good chance of to further improve from 5%.
Sir, sorry, sir.
We request you to kindly rejoin the queue if you have further
questions. I'm just seeking what sir has told. Only correction we have. No further questions.
Alright, so go ahead.
Sir, we posted 6% PBT numbers for December quarter. So we are expecting a decline for the fourth quarter, or it will be in line?
The PBT margin?
Yes, PBT margin, sir.
PBT margin improvement would be there from the third quarter.
For the third quarter.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So from then the improvement is on 6% base, sir. The base for Q3 is 6%. So it would be plus of northward of 6%, the PBT number. Margin number.
Your question is not clear, actually.
I will tell you
his question. Yes, sir. Sir, the PBT for the December quarter is 241 crore on a revenue of 3904 crore. That works out to around 6%. Correct me there.
Yes.
So for the fourth quarter, the margins, the PBT margins will be northward of 6%. This is what we are anticipating?
We expect more than 6%.
Sir, correct, sir. And other expense also, sir, you please clarify once again, what is the reason for the increase in other expenses from 71 crore to 111 crore Q1Q basis, sir, and year on year also.
Already I explained in my initial remarks, and also someone also asked about the increase on that one. We already two times explained that one.
Okay, no issue, sir. I'll come in the queue, but and thank you very much, sir, for very elaborate call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take the last question from Manish Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask about this Bangalore Metro project. What will be the future impact due to this? For future orders?
Very difficult to assess at this point of time, you know. At the end of the day, as per contract, we are responsible to the client. And we understand that the client is also, you know, investigating what are the possible lapses and on whose part. So it is very difficult to quantify, you know. We are really, you know, nobody really knows. You know, they have appointed, we believe, you know, couple of consultants, you know, design experts. So unless and until we receive a formal communication from the client, you know, there is very little that we can add at this point of time.
But this is the second incident with us in the metro thing. So in future also, we'll get metro orders, or we have been stopped by bidding for metro orders?
Sir, as we speak, there is you know, there is no change in the contract that we have signed with the client. If there is any communication, if there is anything new that we know of, we would be happy to share with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. I think we'll end this call. We thank Central Capital for taking the lead in arranging this call, and we thank each one of you for taking time and attending this call. Please do reach us in case you have any further queries separately.
Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, all the participants.
Thank you very much, sir. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah for any closing remarks.
Yes, so we'd like to thank the participants for attending this call, and thank you, management, for letting us host this call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes. On behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.